Great.
What's up?
Anchor.
I got it. We recording. When the liquor leaks.
Are we recording?
Too.
Yeah.
So why the fuck did I download it?
I've been at it.
I use my Jordan.
Jordan got hella secret. Hella secret podcast. By himself, late at night.
The reason I start, I downloaded it because I want to do a movement podcast where it's like,
tell us why you're
downloading. I'm leading you through a stretch with like some like fire music in the background, but like, so it's like each one you go to, it's just like neck release. I'm walking you through, taking your right hand up above your head, grabbing the base of your skull on the left side. Pulling your nose into your right armpit, then you're gonna feel that stretch down your left trap. But like, hearing me say that, but like with some like whatever music in the background, it's just like
I feel like it'd be Jamaican music.
Could be.
Immediately, like
it is
way
demanding. I don't even care what you're gonna say.
Okay,
I'm going to do this right now.
But it's just like, and it was like you go and pick your whatever, like. Let's say you're traveling. It's like, damn, I need a release. Like, and you don't want to watch or whatever. You can just listen and you can do it. It's
okay, not. So one, I'm going to go ahead and say that I think the retention of, like, me in that sentence just got lost. Two, I'm forgetting it, but I'm remembering it. All right.
When the liquor
leaks. No, it's completely when the liquor leaks. I'm like when stupid high, what? Stupid tired.
Oh, when the smoke blows?
When the smoke blows. Ooh, ooh, I like that.
Yeah, I don't smoke, so that was dope.
That's all, yeah, you can moderate it. Fuck, I really did have a good point. And then,
I'm high, so I laughed. That shit wasn't gonna work?
No, that's not what I was saying. I was just like, that's what I was saying, like, copy, heard. And then my attention just, you lost me after all. But that's just the highness in me. So I wanted to let you know.
When the smoke blows.
Your Highness.
When the smoke blows. Ooh. I like that. He just bowed down. That was nice. That was really smooth. I like that.
That's
damn, but okay, wait. I didn't really have, like, a point. Then Rome started doing yoga, and I was like,
Jordan.
Okay, you were telling us how it started. How... why you have anchor? What I was getting to next. Is why haven't you done it?
Slack.
No.
Yeah, he's too busy traveling every weekend.
That's traveling the U.S.
Back when I was in the struggle bus.
You can catch him in D.C., Dallas, any of your local cities.
On the struggle bus.
That's what I'm saying. That's when the idea started, so that was not the case of me traveling. I don't know. I thought about it, and I'm always waiting for, like, things to be perfect, and then...
Yeah, and then you never get to fucking do them, because you wait too goddamn...
Like,
see, this is what we're talking about on the... Let's get into it.
When the liquor leaks. Never? What do you think about this? Never.
I don't know, wait.
I feel like I'm doing some things, but never. Okay.
I get it. We know you just a shady motherfucker, so you're like, what's up, and you're ready to square up, but...
No, I'm listening.
But
I'm,
you're taking that rather defensively.
I'm,
like, why are you so...
I just want to hear.
That's from the self. That comes from the self.
So, because he said...
I'm just saying, look with it, my nigga. Why are you so mad?
Jordan, when was the last time you meditated?
Ooh. Amel.
Why you gotta leave on it? What was the name of moving art?
I'm your bestie.
And don't fall out because we usually come back.
Wait, because I'm your bestie, I'm gonna come back, right? And I'm gonna argue this for you. Okay. So I'm gonna pick both sides and be like, you're learning. He's been going on runs daily. That's like meditation.
It is a form of meditation.
It is. It really is. So you do actually meditate. That's why you've been getting up earlier to run.
2 seconds of meditation this morning, though. 2.5K. 902. 907.
Can you? All right. It's okay. You know there's 5Ks and you can run a 5K?
Bruh.
Whoa, relax.
All right.
Sit your ass down.
All right.
Alright? First
because
of all. Don't make me crunch my neck like that again, alright?
I'll wait till you're done.
Oh, okay.
5.K is or what? Like 3 miles, right? Five Ks.
Yeah. If you want to say 2.5.
Shut up. On the smoke blows. But when the liquor leaks, right? He wants to insist on a 2.5K being a thing, and I'm like, yo, that's not a thing. And he's like, yeah, it is. So he's trying to make it a thing. It's not a fucking thing.
It's about to be a thing. 2.5K is about to be a thing.
I mean, if he manifests that, I have no other reason. So
pick the reason.
You
pick
brought the manifestation in it. I can't even argue.
There's 5Ks, right? 5Ks are the common denominator of starting a race.
Mm-hmm.
And you do a road race, you do a 5K. There's a lot of people intimidated and don't want to do a 5K because
I would agree that I don't like running that long.
Exactly. So now imagine somebody comes along, a group comes along, you run, you could have a marathon like last week, like.
Okay, so look, every 5K can have like a warm up, and it could be the mini version of it. Like,
so imagine there's a club or a crew or whatever that has a 2.5K that helps you start your running journey.
Mm-hmm.
So that way it's like, you want to run a 5K, but you don't know how to start.
You know, like Black Girls Run?
I just think that it shouldn't be called 2.5K.
Well, I mean, there could be a cooler name, but I get the message. I get the message.
Okay, when he starts bringing that into it, it's hard to counter argue. But 2.5K is just super. Like,
And there's so many running groups here now that you can collaborate with.
I wouldn't make my own group called 2.5K. I actually want to join Movers and Pacers. But lead a 2.5K run.
I think you should lead, like, you should organize it, or you should host it.
With Movers and Pacers.
With Movers and Pacers, Black Girls Run. It's like in several groups.
But then lead. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I would lead the 2.5K run.
Like, event. Like, no, like, organize it.
But, like, it would be, like, a regular thing. Like, every Tuesday morning, we do a 2.5K run. Because I'm going to do it anyway.
I think that's a little extreme. Y'all can have practice runs, but I think it may be monthly or
not. So Moving the Pacers, they do a 5K every Sunday. People drop in, people drop out. Like, you know, you don't have to show up. You're not a runner, so you're not. You're like, So let's say I do it every week.
Okay.
You could choose. I'm gonna do the first week of the month, and you may not do the second week. You know what I mean? You may not do the others.
Okay, I'm thinking on like a major skill, like if I dial it back, then I get what you're saying.
Are you saying to charge and make it an event kind of thing?
Maybe like a fucking marathon type of thing.
No, I wouldn't do that.
But they need too many permissions from the city and lots.
I wouldn't do that. I just want to make it.
Unless you're on a trail somewhere.
I don't want to make it an event. I just want to make it a culture. Huh?
That would be lit if it was on a trail.
I don't know. Yeah, possibly. For me, I like running in the road. I like running in the city.
That's also harder on your feet.
Yeah, it is. The trail.
I mean, come get a warm up session.
No? Yeah, right. At the finish line.
I mean, fuck up your feet. It's free to fuck them up, but.
A mile and a half is not going to take.
If you're paying me, I won't do it.
One day a week, a mile and a half is not going to mess your body up.
I'm definitely getting up. Bring this over here because I feel like there's a movement going on.
It's just silent.
Roll out the foot right here. Use this.
Oh, yeah, baby.
Here,
yeah.
Listen to me. Bomb out on the foot, baby. Keep the heel down. Listen. Place it slow. Take it right to left. Breathe with it, rock with it. I want you to go slower. Relax. It's not a race. Feel it. Bomb out. Bring it a little higher. Yeah, right above both low toes. Heel. Right and left. Split your feet here and there, right? Like, really feel that. Rock with it. You just gotta rock with it for like a minute. Not even like a fake minute, but a real minute. Maybe two. Yeah, lean with it, but rock, but like, don't lean too bad. Like, bring that go. We're gonna chill here. I'll tell you when to switch. When we switch, you're gonna go to the middle of the foot.
Can I get one?
Oh, you sure can. You gotta find a new one. This one's good. Here, take this.
Why can't get a new one?
Oh, it's just, it's spikier. Like, what, the more worn out there?
No, I need a spikier one.
Okay. It'll hurt more. But
that's what I need. I don't even...
I mean, no, that's still it. It's just...
She's trying to give you the warning one.
No, 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 it's not too... These are all really
her
new.
Her clients are user shits.
No, 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 they're all new. But I'm just trying to, like... What'd you say?
With every week. I want a shirt now. And I'm definitely going to crop it. So.
Hashtag.
Yeah.
Oh,
so but you got to do it right. Keep your hand on the ground.
Wrong. And Helica Leaks, your shirts were crooked. Like, my two shirts were crooked. They weren't.
That's not when the liquor leaks. That's like, yo, right, by the way. Like, that's like business. That's like real shit. Right.
That's like some that's shit.
That's
why. I mean, that's...
It was, it was the actually first match we ever did of that.
So just, I don't know who's doing them, but just like.
You gotta let them know. For sure. Thank you, sir.
No doubt.
This would be the worst, too, right?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen.
No, just like all over the street.
The ball is in it. Girl.
The ball is
in it. My little friend. Cause it's 11:30
and the club is jumping.
Ladies and gentlemen. The ball is full of ground. And I ain't fuzzy, you're in a fence. Cause it's 11:30 and the club is jumping. So I was the biggest that she saw fit.
We were kids, so it was okay.
Bye,
it was okay.
But the album,
bye,
I'm
guys.
Over.
Oh shit!
Why the liquor?
Oh, this is the same space.
I might pull up the album now. I have the actual album upstairs.
I can't do this. Do it.
It's I tried to look
at it. I got them doing my hair. Okay.
That's
stupid.
When I run, that's my head.
Oh my god. I'm simultaneously laughing at that and the fact that EJ still sweating
bullets. Right, I'm hot as shit right now. Yo.
Yo, EJ look like a pregnant chick on the last trimester. Just waiting to pop.
Like, it's hot as fuck, you.
EJ's a mom going through menopause.
Oh, shit. Oh, no, what if I ever
Oh, God. Sit down. Calm your ass down.
You got me rolling this spike ball on my foot, bro.
You asked for this. You wanted it.
Okay, right.
You wanted my ball.
Oh, shit.
All right, just roll.
With two hands.
I haven't instructed you. I haven't instructed you to do otherwise yet. That was good. Bring it to the middle. Move it down. Let it lower. Do I have a polar in the game?
I think so. When I was laying on the floor, I said,
hey!
He did.
Hey. Oh shit, go ahead, girl. Ooh. Ooh, tell us.
Yo.
Oh, we need to let these count four at this point.
Oh, Beyonce did throw mad shade though, so really, it was Beyonce.
This is your luggage. I was like, oh.
But Lululemon's a movement culture, and they're not really against blacks. Like, the company started in Vancouver, so it's just like in a predominantly white area, but still for the movement culture. So now they're bringing more black people that are just like for ambassadors, for the brand, but like, you know, and he was like, you're defending them because you're about to, like, you're hardcore defending them, you're about to be one of them. Like, I'm like,
yeah. I almost feel like that's like the aloe yoga conversation.
Aloe is like, I don't know how I feel about
aloe. Aloe is like the devil.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very
so cool. I don't have aloe clothes. I think I have a pair of pants and I don't wear them. I don't like, I don't promote it.
But we literally need our own shit. Yeah.
So that's, and that's what he was saying. He was like, you should have your own brand. I was like, I don't want to actually do it.
But,
own,
but yeah.
I do. Yeah. That's why I started.
Yeah, I started
using my I understood everything that y'all saying. I understood, but I also understood the reason I got Lululemon is because I need to learn. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Just as far as how they deliver it, how we got in there, you know what I'm saying, things of that nature. Also, you know, like, we really don't have anybody to, you know, really represent us in that community. You know, as far as like what we're doing, what we can bring to the table, what we really can do. You know what I'm saying? So, like,
the reason why I enjoy Lululemon is because their quality is, like, there. Like, something happens to your product, you could bring it back. Like, exactly. This happened, and they're going to...
How long they been in business?
That's a brand master 101 question.
Right. Like, Athleta does that where you can return your stuff.
Yeah. How long has Lululemon been in business?
You know who I fuck with, who's starting her own leggings?
Who's
that? I fuck with her through social media. Brazil Yoga.
Carmela?
Yes. Her energy is like...
I like the fact that they're doing the energy, man.
I know, I love it. I gotta buy one.
That man is beautiful.
Really? I wanna buy it.
Because you can... Like, it's about as heavy as this.
20 years.
But it's that sweat, mad part of it. So if you sweat, you
still you can still got a good grip. My Lululemon mat that has the sweat grip part,
yeah,
I still slide. Well, I mean, I sweat a lot. But
you sweat a lot.
Yeah.
But I have a yoga towel now, too, so.
What's the point? I hate
there are some things you can do
with. It's stupid, you need a yoga towel.
When is it?
1998, so 20 years.
Damn!
You know what I'm saying?
20 years exact this year. Yeah.
So we talking about 20 years in the game, you know, they really just
here's
not
getting
to that.
Here are some things you can do when your phone's online.
Embarrassing me.
Finally.
Here are some things you can do.
Okay. But you know what? I really enjoy it.
Oh, man.
So, I mean, but just when doing that, this thing about
Because I was saying, like, he was saying that they were priced out.
Well, that's why I needed that logo. The logo was key.
But what he was saying was, like, the black people are priced out of Lululemon. Because I was like, but they're priced it there because, for one, they want a certain demographic to feed in. But also, they want to deliver the product that they have. Right. If they lessen or if they lessen their product, like the quality's gonna, you know, supplies gonna diminish, and everybody can afford it, but then you can't bring your shit back in. Your shit's gonna mess up. Like,
it's gonna be like every other store.
Setting it high because you believe in your value.
But also just like they spend a lot more money.
True, and you're looking at a damn band.
But you can buy some of those and buy some Lululemon joggers. Those will wash them the same. Those will
fade.
And those will like peel.
They do. I've seen that shit. Like,
all right. So with Lululemon, what's the average pricing that you run across?
For what? Because you got shorts in there that cost $80. Yeah,
like the shorts that you wear.
That's true. Like, it's crazy because I don't spend that.
The shorts I wear are $68.
But on a pair, like,
that price,
athletic leggings, I bought $280 each.
I'm taking a
discount.
Average is like $80 for a Lululemon product. Just on like $75, $80 is the average.
Well, I think $50 because a shirt, you can get a shirt for $50.
But also, I'm saying on average, like, so like below, like you can go below, you go.
Yeah, because the thing that I bought to hold my net. Mm-hmm. Was $22.
See, I get shit like that on Amazon.
Yeah, and I was just like, ooh, let me, I got me.
That little sweatband I got, I was like, that was $8 with my discount.
So regularly
it was like 15, 20.
Yeah, you gotta get this guy.
Yeah.
Are we switching drills?
I'm just used to that.
Okay, so.
Yeah, switch
for. Oh, the price range looks to me. We'll work about that.
You should be standing.
Yeah, so I mean, because I think about it like this. Like the first thing I put out was those green Hiram pants, and I sold them at $60 a pop. And people fucking bought them shit. You know what I'm saying? So the value was there.
Was the quality there?
Yes.
Because I get.
Yeah, no, I got not. They're for the girl.
Here's another thing. A lot of black designers get lost in, like, just you.
No, I mean.
Just get lost in developing a product, but not the quality.
Yeah, they like, exactly. I know people who are like, oh, I got a name, or oh, I got this. And you put out a product that's piss poor, you have people in it.
Here's another
sewing shop. Throwing 30 pieces together.
Right, right.
For $5 a piece.
Here's another thing, too. This is another jewel that I got while I was in Bali. Like, I had a
We're listening. Right. You were in Bali.
Yeah. Another jewel that I actually got in Bali. Because I was in Bali, I actually ran across people who actually make these pants. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, I bought three of them. You know what I'm saying? Just to actually bring back to a manufacturer so we can actually do it correctly. You know what I'm saying? So the next pair of Howard pants we do drop will be these. But it will be with a... It's going to be dope. Like, it's already in the works.
That was looking a little heavy.
Actually, they're light as a motherfucker.
For somebody who sweats like
they got pockets.
I know, right?
They have pocket with zippers.
That's how we're gonna actually capitalize on, because these are called pockets.
Okay.
Lulu gets me because they got pockets.
I know.
They got the little pockets in the pockets. I'm like, yes.
Oh yeah. The pockets are key.
Yeah.
Pockets zippers. And then how you can have like I already got the design. Like, this is dope. When I drop them, this is dope. But right now, it's a shirt. You know, because it's not only pushing the shirt, we're pushing the movement. Like, seriously, do everything that we do.
I would just want to see something for people of color that doesn't necessarily have to, like, divide us.
Exactly.
That uplifts us. I know that all of us are trying to make our names in all these different ways, but...
Well, the key to it is actually being individual, to be an individual for the collective. why people get mixed up. A lot of people, I believe, you know, and I've been an actual victim of it myself. Getting caught up in the fact of actually being more so about the individual part of it and forgetting, you know, the collective reason why you're becoming an individual. You know what I'm saying? You're becoming this level to give back. You know what I'm saying? And the part of coming to that level is where things get cloudy, because some of us have never been on that level. Some of us have never been taught that level, seen that level, to even understand how to get to the level. So when you're there, it's like you really don't have, you're really not competent enough to actually address that level. And you fall, you know. But the experience helps you because, you know, dust yourself off, start over again.
Or you can read some books and, like, talk to some people and get some feedback, because somebody's done something similar to you before you.
Exactly.
And you just have to be open-minded to not just closing yourself off, but, like, opening yourself up to everything.
Well, fixed mindsets aren't good. Sorry, open-minded is only
going to be.
Fixed mindsets don't get you
going.
Yeah, absolutely.
If you go in there with, you know, 10 goals.
It gets you somewhere.
What?
It's nice to be right back. Get over here.
I'm rolling out my hips and
just
my hands.
Just like the lean on me. Lean on me.
Where you're not strong.
Keep your back this way. Just roll out towards
the get a strap. You got all the fucking yoga equipment in here and you got no straps.
Oh, I think it's in my car.
She wants the human.
Oh, no, it's right here. Where's Ben?
Oh, he's probably out drunk somewhere. Ooh,
edit
that up.
Yeah, when you lick your leaks.
Oh, fuck.
Yo, this handstand tumbling clinic that I want us to start.
Tumbling clinic. I want to lead the tumbles.
Oh, we talked about it. Me and my homeboy, we were talking about doing a tumbling class. And then when we went to Brown Yogi Meetup and started tumbling. Yeah, that's my bro.
He called it tumble, nigga. Y'all was fucking backflipping.
We want to do something like that with handstand, like an inversion type of vibe. Like, you just invite a whole bunch of people out. And even if the person who is supposed to teach the class, isn't there? It's like so many people involved in organizing.
Yeah,
that it's just a meetup.
Yo, you know what would be dope? And it's kind of becoming like that. I feel like even with Brown Yogi, where like you just set the pin location or whatever and have the meetup. Like whether you're there, the facilitator or whatever, everybody just comes and brings something. So that eventually, like, niggas make the meetup themselves. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. What would that be?
You still need somebody to lead it though.
No, but I'm saying event, like, to get to that point where it'd be like so established that people just know. Like, it's such a routine, you got the people that, like, it becomes such a community that there's certain people that never, like, not go.
Because
when I got there was like 3 other people that just helped me set up and do, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That are always there. Always come to classes, like.
But that's your tribe, and I think.
Yeah.
I think making the tribe so big that everybody's just like, alright. We just fuck with each other. I get what you're saying.
I'm just really making, yeah.
Side note, we confirmed everything we needed to confirm for the meeting.
Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Because, conversation's flowing is great, but sometimes it's like, it flows.
Lost in the flow of it.
And also, then, like, Sublime Donuts is still locked in.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
What time is it?
Never asked that question.
They never closed, but
by the way,
asking for that.
If that's really what you mean,
it took hours.
Damn, donuts.
Yeah. Where? Krispy Kreme is like that, right? Or no?
But it's better.
We're talking about Sublime here, like real
Sublime.
Donuts.
Wait a minute. Fuck, Crispy, it's Sublime, man. But anyway, though, in regards to what we spoke about, we definitely covered everything. I think we all have an understanding of what needs to happen next. So, yeah. just make it like this is really on me now. Now that I'm talking to y'all, I need to go ahead and secure what needs to be secured so we can get the ball rolling.
So should we meet like bi-weekly to just like update? Because I think keeping the meeting, like I think this definitely helps within the scheme of things and like.
Friday night.
Huh?
No, because this is the night we can actually be doing some like groups.
No, work. Actually, yeah.
Like, if y'all want to do like a kickback.
I really want to do a game.
I'm down for it. Like yoga kickback.
No, I'm not gonna be here.
Not you're on a Friday night. You,
I'm gonna be in another city.
This
nigga is not fucking playing. He's not fucking playing. Fuck you, because you got a goddamn companion.
I'm just saying, just let's not do a Friday night because I don't miss it.
You know why? Because I'm not gonna be here.
I'm not basic, and I don't have to be in the same time zone every week.
How much time zones there in the weekend?
Right. Oh, what the fuck do you do? Right.
Joe, we good. I am LA.
Are you went to Bali once? Oh, I'm going there 7 times this year.
Just you wait. Soon as I get okay.
I'm about to get Celeste that membership for that Sky High. And we about to be everywhere. She has school, motherfucker.
She's not on weekends.
Hey, not on Friday nights. She got homework. Do you think I should let her?
You tripping, bro.
I'm not. I'm trying to live my best life.
Right. I'm living my best life.
Yeah, yeah. Made a couple of M's. Oh, yeah. Sitting on this ball.
Ooh,
sitting on Kimmy's that? Ball.
Yeah. Everybody's on the
ball. I'm actually sitting on Kimmy's ball.
Oh, that's so good. Ugh. I really do want Jonathan's now.
I mean, Kimmy, are you wearing boxers?
They're like
they're
shorts.
Are they beige underwear?
They're shorts.
Beige underwear.
No. First of all, you don't be wearing another grown man's underwear.
What are these called?
Ethica. I've been
wearing
these.
Are you okay? I was trying to deliver a little bit.
You don't
deliver?
Man.
Somebody
probably like Uber Eats or something like that.
No, I'm talking about Sublime.
Yeah, I'm saying you could probably like Uber Eats or something.
Yeah. So when is the first official event going to happen at Fort Mac?
July 4th is a, what is it? July 4th is the Peachtree Run.
Okay.
Yeah. Lulu wants to do something that day. I kind of want to have the next recharge party that night, but it's like Wednesday. So I don't know. It's like Wednesday night, but it's 4th of July. I don't know if we want to party. I don't know Atlanta, how they move.
Ground marketing. You need like a bunch of people to go out at the end of the finish line and be like, hey, recover here tonight. Doing the recovery party, blah, blah, blah. Start posting it and get involved with whoever's doing that run or the vendors of the people who are a part of that run and get them your information. Any kind of yoga studio, any kind of shoe running
beforehand, because nobody's gonna drop it down and just drop $50.
Yeah, so you got a whole, you got more than a month. Yeah. Or you got exactly a month.
Correct.
So you go to all the running stores.
How is, so, I mean, have you been here for the race? No, or, so you've been here for 4th of July
mm-hmm.
in Atlanta?
Mm-hmm.
What's the culture? That's
everybody is either out staring at fireworks or if they're in the neighborhood creating their
own. So is there, like, on weekends, I guess people party? Like,
yeah, on the weekend, it'll be, like clubbing.
Would there be a, I like your signature, Rome. Looks cool.
Right.
Stands out.
I was thinking the same thing.
Where is it?
The moving art. Or I am moving art. It looks like the, really quick. Looking at it, like, really quick.
Mm-hmm.
But I can see it's I am moving art. But, yeah. Are you an artist? You graffiti?
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was you. What are you saying, Jordan? So the culture?
Yeah, like, what, like, on a Wednesday, like, would people go out and party on a Wednesday?
They will come to your shit on a Wednesday. That's, we're not worried about what other people are going to do with other shit. We're talking about what, who you can capture. The people who run are the people you're going to capture.
Gotcha.
That's what I, how I feel about it. I don't know.
I respect it.
And I think if you market it correctly with the amount of time that you have and get movers and pacers, get...
So, bigger question. Pause this one and, just run it to that one.
What?
Pause. Don't do this one. Postpone until...
No, they need to know what you're about. You need to know what you're about. You need to do this one because you need to get, weigh out the pros and cons, figure out what you want to change.
Yeah, do this one to figure out, like...
how you want to run it.
To mess up. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
To learn from it.
Yeah.
Go learn from it. Like, Roby doing shit just to learn. He goes and checks places and will go, like... Then what's about you to go take note? See this, what this retreat like.
Experience it, especially because it's your baby. You want to be like, all right, I know.
We're almost enough.
You are going to get paid.
But that's an investment in you.
You should book me. I'll do all that.
Oh, yeah. I feel you. I'm going to do it. I'm just looking at that loss I'm going to take.
Well, how is it a
loss? It'll come back. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you worry about it, it's going to stay lost. If you don't worry about it, it's going to come right back.
Yo, what did I say? Did I not say, and I really truly did that when my water heater broke and all that? I said, lose 3, get 6. Like,
yeah. But don't soak over that 3.
Yeah, that's cool. Just you put it in.
I just want my bank account to reflect that.
You know what I mean?
I mean, you gotta reflect that. Trust me, you and I talk a lot. Like the shit that I let get to me, you seen it wear me down. The shit that I've been like, oh
yeah, and it just I'm looking leaks right now.
No, I mean it's real shit. I'm not like I'm gonna tell you something.
I'm saying for me, maybe it's just for the WikiLeaks right now.
But you believe that you can successfully do this party.
Yeah, I do. I do.
So, let's knock this out. I believe, I'm excited for this shit. Like, I've never heard anything like this. And, side note, who's in season right now? Track? You got track athletes? I can get my.
Ooh, super side note. There's a high school track meet tomorrow. A parent came, her daughter's running in it. And she was like, there's a parent relay. She was like, you can show up. And people try to pick you up. I was like, you know, I got spikes upstairs. I was like, ooh. I might just pull up to the beat and be like, oh, hey, I didn't know there was a track meet today. Like, oh, you guys need the anchor? Too. You guys need the third leg? Hit that turn like.
See, you've been training for that. I feel like you got a good gust of what? 50, 60 meters?
100 meters? I'll be, what? I'll smoke a good 100 meters right now. I'll smoke some 30-year-old. Wait. Don't let it be a woman. I ain't got no gym. Sorry, Mom. You ain't getting dusted.
Oh, shit.
Go, whoop, whoop. God, you were saying in-season. Track, summer track, baseball is in-season.
Hit up these
football's
teams.
Preseason.
Make a post. Hit up these teams and say who's.
So how does shit really about to fly?
Jordan, can you do me a favor?
I want to do it. What? I want to do it.
I want the foam roller. Unless you want to stand on your roller.
I want to try some Thai shit that I saw on YouTube.
Sure. Go ahead. Wait.
What
is your question?
But on the other shit, recharge. It's just about to be a dope ass event, and then eventually it's gonna be in a club, and the VIP. Now people bring you bottles and all that. You get a booth, you get a section. Your section is gonna come with a therapist, just there for you.
Ooh, that
is awesome. Instead of you have to walk around and go to, you just the therapist is there. Right.
My only. What I'm looking at is. Is it bottle service? Or. You say you're going to do it in the club, or you're going to serve. You serve alcohol already with your spot, right? And what you
do. Well, it's alcohol's included, so I'm not selling, but yeah.
I mean,
service. Serving.
They be serving it.
Eventually it gets to a club spot. There could be bottle service too. It could be like the same club feeling, but like you just get.
Well, the thing is actually how a person is going to actually be feeling over like four or five, you know, maybe they have four or five drinks. You know what I'm saying? Being rubbed like that, like.
You know what well, I mean? All I mean, so all of it's going to be. Is it like, so it's going to, I don't know, it's not going to be like. No one's taking clothes off and being rubbed.
No, I understand.
But like, but it's going to be more than massage as well. Like stretches, chiropractic adjustments. More so like beforehand. I mean, so.
When you get to a club, I'm thinking about Atlanta night. Just one Atlanta night. Like, when you talking about bottle service, like, niggas is getting drunk. Women and niggas is getting drunk. You know what I'm saying?
Change the thing to smoothies, fruit juices.
Right, you know what I'm saying? Like that. That's water. So that's one reason I don't serve. Because you think about it, like you sitting here looking at maybe what 9, 10 half naked women doing some shit, goddamn, that you was like you be like in your lower vibration while you drinking. You know what I'm saying? You're not really thinking about it from a spiritual aspect.
I mean, so this one I'm having beer, possibly wine.
Okay.
So no liquor.
I'm bringing the bottle.
I mean, but still, I mean, liquor is liquor. Like, even beer. You know what I'm saying? It's still liquor. Alcohol is alcohol.
Yeah.
Enough beer to get you where you want to be, whether you had two or three drinks.
Everybody's
now, we're not discouraging you from having it. But
not at all. Well, I'm saying is if you want to continue having it till you want to go to a club, and you need to keep the aesthetic of, I'm going to take this to the club, but we're not serving in the club. We're still...
Same. Yeah, I mean, well...
You could create a club decor design or whatever.
You have your own section. I'm still not thinking like somebody bringing a bottle. I'm just thinking like you have a therapist. Like the perk of having your section
is having a therapist
there.
Right. That's a luck. That's the thing is like it's a additional luxury to what is already the status quo of getting a section. You get a section, you get a bottle. You know what I'm saying? That's like the status quo of anywhere. So when you're adding a third to the luxury of it as far as having a therapist there.
Oh shit.
You want to make sure that everyone is actually in tune in the right, everybody's in their right mind. You know, when they're about to get, you know, shit like this.
Shit like this.
You know, but still,
possibly.
You feel me? So that's like that'll be the only thing that raises the eyebrow because it's a dope. I like it. That is the only thing that you will have to pay attention to. You know, one of the main things you have to pay attention to. There's a couple things, but that's one of the main things. Making sure that they're in their right mind when you do offer that service. So you may have might have been like,
stretch me.
These are
moving art.
You know what I mean? Like just because they've been drinking. You know what I'm saying? They done had about four or five shots of champagne. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
So I don't know. I mean, granted, I don't know if I want to have the liquor there or whatever. I mean, you know, you can have four or five beers and be like, oh shit. Same way.
You know what I mean? So that's like I said, that was something that that definitely played a big part of it. Along with watching your brother pass away and that shit. Which is
Appreciate it.
Yeah,
I'm excited.
Yeah, for real. That's how this thing gonna look.
And me,
you know, you know your shit, so I wanna see.
We need four photographers.
Well, I
need my 20 shots.
No shit. Tonight.
I'm having Lennox come.
Okay.
And Will's supposed to be there.
Okay.
If you could be there.
Yeah.
I greatly appreciate it.
I can. I got time. I got time today. Anyway. Yeah.
So I definitely just need, and really, I'll actually just send you that joint.
Yeah, I need a flyer.
I'm sending you a flyer, but I'm going to show you this post that I actually, that like, was done, kind of. So that would just, for the culture, and way more slack.
Is that the girl in the red tank top?
Yeah.
You said you got today or something?
I thought she was to the recharge phase. Recharge group.
Okay. Mm. With neon lights and like...
I get the concept. And only I'm not... I'm just laughing at him, bro.
I saw that. I was going to my timeline. And I saw it. I was like, oh shit! Like this is what I want. But I know that's a day event, so that's not a real party. And the DJ is playing whatever. And it's daytime. It looks super dry and corny. But imagine that in an actual party. But like, and that's promoted. You know what I mean? Like, right. You know you're coming to the party for that. You're not just walking into a regular club and then that's like, oh shit, this is here too?
Yeah, I agree with you on that. But like you say, you're saying, oh, that's there too, or oh, this is what they came for?
That's what they came for.
Okay.
So like you paid $50.
Right.
And you're walking in because you know.
So it means that, so that's the focus.
I really feel like you should hit up every massage provider, or not every one of them, but some chiropractors, like,
Not even chiropractors. Like go to these big boy spas and bring that idea.
I'm sorry. You should go to teams because you're gonna skip the middleman. You're gonna become the direct connect. So when they leave that party, they're gonna look for Revive to keep that service going.
Corporate parties would be better for you. That's what I really meant.
I want to do this, but the purpose of it is to educate within the black community about different recovery options.
Yes.
Most people only know about, most black people mm-hmm. only know about massage.
Right.
Chiropractic, and that's only if you get injured, but you don't know about you saw those compression sleeves that was in there?
Yeah, I did.
Most black people don't know what the hell that is. Yeah, so they're compression sleeves that pretty much like, it goes up your whole leg, and it compresses around and pretty much recovers. Like after a leg day, after running, it recovers your legs. And you just sit there and chill for like 15 minutes. Feels amazing.
Oh, I get
Norbertek. But there's tons of people who have no idea what Norbertek is. Hmm. I'm sure I saw this every day. Fucking just chilling in Norbertek. There's like, you saw the thing, she was massaging on a dude's back.
Yep.
There's people who've never seen that.
Theragun.
The Theragun, or that one was the Hyper Volt. It's another brand.
The one is like $299.
Yeah, it's still cheaper.
It's so cheap.
So I want to encourage that, but also, so I want to do this in every city. So as I'm traveling, I just set up beforehand and reach out to the local chiropractor, massage therapy, physical therapy, whatever, any kind of recovery business in the city. Have them there. I'm going to make my money throughout the day booking clients. Have them set up. Revive probably won't even be in the actual party. So that way people come in, they see the local places that they can recover at. They enjoy the party. I don't know if I want to do vendors.
It's almost like he wants an expo party based around therapy.
Correct.
It's an expo slash party slash revivement therapy, but you gotta hope. You're, how can I say this? Okay. For what you just said, like, Revive is the actual, like, top dog of the whole operation of what's going on that day. Stating that you have at least like, local businesses in regards to, like, massage therapists and things like that. That'll be there. You probably won't be there as far as just Revive itself, but you're the one actually governing this event to get all these people there that you want there.
Correct. And then the takeaway for each company, mm-hmm. they now have exposure of clientele that like been exposed to their company and their brand and their type of recovery. Mm-hmm. So it's like some people who've never got a chiropractic adjustment will come in. Come in, do the normal tech, whatever, get adjusted. Like, oh wow, this is actually good. I'm gonna come see you Tuesday.
Well, that's what I was saying. So I would suggest more so of... And this is every month, right?
I probably don't want to have it regularly, but then I definitely want to have it, like, travel-wise.
Okay.
So I don't know how, I mean, it'll be cool to have every month. I don't know how regularly.
Either way, but I mean, we'll at least have 2 to 3 events at Fort Mac a month.
Cool. I could think of something else to have.
You
can give me a space.
So what the thing is, what you're implying is that it's missing the key ingredient to get it popping the way it needs to be.
Could you imagine coming to a weekly sound bite?
Because it's. What you're saying and what you're doing is going to be two different. What you're saying and what you're doing is the same thing, but it's also not the same thing. If I'm making sense to you,
you're saying I'm missing something to get. I'm missing. There's a missing point for it to.
Yeah, like it's missing one thing. Like right now, this recharge right here. This is going to be dope. You know what I'm saying? Because the first time you're doing it, nobody really seen it. When you get through with this, you're going to be able to see exactly. Where to take it to. You know what I mean? Because you want, like, it's like 5 different thoughts going on there right now, so I'm just trying to figure out what. Give me a minute to articulate. You know what I'm saying?
Shut up.
When the smoke blows.
Motherfucker, hell yeah.
When the smoke blows.
And I would have said this a lot quicker if I wasn't hot. Very true.
Very true.
Shit.
Like the sage.
You need an event to partner, like.
After.
During.
Like the sage.
Have an art with it gets it there. The ingredient is the gallery, because
I don't see it, but that's me talking.
Wait, what was that?
I was saying the ingredient is the gallery.
Having an art gallery
at Recharge,
yeah. Like doing a Recharge thing is at an art gallery, makes it, you know, gives it what it needs, gives it a platform that is. Art gallery is universal.
I think that's reusing an idea that's already been established. Yeah. So I don't think that's innovative.
No. But how he's going to do it is not, though.
His idea is innovative because I personally know that I've never seen this been done before.
Exactly.
And that, sponsor, that is the after. Okay. When you leave there, you don't need anything else. You got, you know, drinks, you got movement, you got therapy, you're recovering, you got music.
You can take things home.
Yeah, you can go home, or you can do whatever you want to do after that on your own. And most people after that, all they want to do is either talk to somebody who's on the same vibrational wavelength as them, or they want to take their ass to sleep.
And also the target market. My target market are people like the CrossFitters, the runners.
They're getting up at 4 and 5
the people who are intense and working out every day and training like they have a competition, but they don't. They just need to recover. They want to recover. They want to grab a beer, recover, and max out. They're not like not the drunks.
Yeah,
you know what I mean, will there be one or two?
Probably. But that's what it is.
But out of 100, I could deal with 5 drunks out of 100.
But the way all of our movements are going, I don't see that being a target.
No, I don't. Okay, I get what you're saying.
So, because I really just want like a straight party, just you can recover while you're in the party.
Gotcha.
So, but and you're coming, you're not coming like flossing, this, you're flossing like your fitness gear, like your Adidas track suit.
Okay.
You know, you're wearing that. Or what exactly what you're wearing?
Gotcha. And you're comfortable, and you know your surroundings are comfortable.
Right.
And what brought you in was. The recovery part is what sold you.
And having a beer, you know, for, like, that's where you chill.
Yeah, like having a beer, or you grab a coconut water, or you grab a body armor, or you grab a
water. Or a blunt.
I don't know about that.
I mean, that's what most
maybe people do. Legal, maybe in the legal states, but
not trying to get shut down.
Not after the first one. Maybe 2,000 will shut it down. Y'all over capacity.
Oh, shit.
So
popular. Mm-hmm. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. Breathe. Alright, folks, that was our first episode of
When the liquor leaks.
Oh shit,
and
we recorded.
Yeah, 56 minutes.
Wait, did you?